As elections approach, fury builds in Egypt. The U.S. government postpones a decision to fund the Religious Freedom Commission, and $5 changes the lives of 5 kids in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of protesters flocked to Egypt's Tahrir Square Monday. By day's end, Egypt's army-appointed government handed in its resignation, an effort to stabilize the region in advance of the November 28th elections. The vote was intended to mark the transition from military to civilian rule, but the oppressive response by the interim government fed a growing fury. Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott explains.
As the election approaches and the army does not seem to be yielding any constitutional power, even to a newly elected body, people feel that their revolution has been stolen from them, and so they're on the streets.
It's not something that'll be easily fixed. Ascott says it could take a decade to form a democracy in the Egyptian context. What are believers doing? They're praying. Up to 70,000 gathered for a massive prayer vigil 11 days ago. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, provided coverage.
I think it was a wonderful testimony that will place Christians in a much better position in the eyes of the general public in Egypt.
Next, after a month of waiting, the Religious Freedom Commission was told Friday to wait some more. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has come up for reauthorization for months, but so far hasn't gotten an answer. Lindsay Vesey with Open Doors USA fears that if the commission is disbanded, the voice for international persecution will disappear.
We are the only government in the world who has an agency like this, an independent bipartisan agency that works on religious freedom. So if we were to shut down the commission, it would be like saying that religious freedom really isn't a priority for the U.S. government anymore.
That could justify religious freedom violations and hinder the spread of the gospel.
The commission needs to be reauthorized. They don't need lifelines, you know, keeping them afloat month to month. They actually need a true reauthorization, which would them in existence for a couple years.
The bill in place to do that is being blocked by Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. Visit our website to make your voice heard. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thailand is still experiencing flooding in the Bangkok area. The death toll tops 600 and damage is estimated at around $10 billion. The latest report from AMG Thailand indicates two of the projects near the sea have been heavily damaged. Sponsored kids that used to come to the child care center after school have been scattered. AMG teams are providing emergency relief. Pray that hearts will soften to the gospel. Pray, too, that the ministry will resume soon. Meanwhile, you got $5? With it, you can reach 5 Indian kids with a Children's Bible Club. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India trains and resources local Christians to run the clubs. Children enjoy songs, skits, games, listen to Bible stories, memorize scripture, and discover a loving Savior. When they take the message home, their parents are introduced to Christ. As a result of that, new churches grow out of Children's Bible Clubs every year. $5 for an eternal difference? Priceless. And if you thought you could help a ministry save 1 million people with as little as $2.35, would you do it? Well, that's what Medical Teams International is doing through their One in a Million campaign. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm.
We hope to touch the lives of 1 million children and mothers in the next few months who are struggling in 16 countries. And it costs so little to help these children. It's about $2.35.
Your support and others will be doubled thanks to a generous donor who's matching it up to $200,000. Helping physically is important, but so is helping their spiritual needs.
We can pray with those people who ask for us to pray with them and share this great hope that we have that drives us to show this compassion. When Jesus came, he came both teaching and healing. And so that's what we want to do.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's called It's Your Mission, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.